Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and hi, Neil.
Hello.
Interesting that we don't have a title for our show showing on this on our slide. What we're talking about today. Excuse me. Some of us have allergies. I apologize. I'm a little hoarse. But what we're talking about today is the origin of psychic information. And its utilization. So we're going to be getting into our topic first today and then taking calls. We've got a full switchboard, and we notice we're dropping calls. So I don't know what's going on with the switchboard, but if you get disconnected, just call back. And what else do I want to tell people before we start, Neil? Follow us. Join us on Facebook if you haven't done so already, especially if you've called the show for many years and haven't supported us on our site or here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate that as a gesture of kindness for the work that we do, which is volunteer on the show. So please do support our pages. Call a number 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Okay, so psychic information, all kinds of different psychic information, and you know, this is probably a topic we're going to be stretching for many different shows because this, I mean, we could talk endlessly about this. And also how psychic information is used, because I think it's very misunderstood how, you know, people think that a psychic answer is black or white, yes or no. And it really doesn't work that way. So I want to, you know, today get into the different sources of information and how when one is psychic, one uses that information to help someone and also, you know, gets vibrations from a dialogue, a question and answer dialogue with people that they're reading.
Mm-hmm. First of all, the attitude about it being black and white, yes or no.
It can be, but it isn't always.
Sometimes, we have blueprints that we establish and work on before we come down, and that's based on previous past lives and the energy of our soul combined with our body trying to work out the journey on earth until we finally have true transcendence, which means the no longer a preoccupation with the earth. We no longer have a body that we have to return to and thereby occupy space on the earth. The blueprint, the pre-existing blueprint, consists of a karmic element of energy that in some respects is a fixed code. That fixed code is established for a certain duration of time in one's life. It can be carried out throughout the whole process of time. But in terms of how that is blueprinted and fixed, that's according to the ingrained karma that sort of makes us who we are in this lifetime.
Right. For instance, we can't change where we're born and the family that we're born into. That would be part of the blueprint.
That would be part of the blueprint. Our sexuality, our health conditions, certain events throughout our life that are going to be fixed in time that we can't change. A good reader will know the difference between what is fixed and what has this leniency that is in connection to changes and transformations, which is more in the alignment with transcendence. Now, transcendence itself can also be fixed. Some people are destined to do certain things, and it's not based so much on karma, but but on the accumulation of energy that one has gathered throughout lifetimes, whereby the transcendent mode, I mean, the good stuff is fixed. It's fixed in time. They're going to be this person.
Right. There's a destiny line.
There's a destiny
in terms
line.
Of their future.
And that's rather an intriguing situation because, you know, when you look at people, the easiest targets are people who are very famous. When you look at people who are very famous and they say, well, they were destined to be famous. They were destined for the stars. They were destined to do this. I mean, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci didn't just happen to come upon their art. That was fixed in time. Mozart, Beethoven, it doesn't matter. We can get into the common lot of people, but we tend to go to high profiles because it there's an outstanding quality of evidence there. And that is in alignment with this attitude that there can be transcendence that is fixed. Doesn't mean that their lives are going to be in order. A lot of well-known famous people have lives that are in disarray, but in terms of your question about fixed and unfixed energy,
I don't think I asked a question.
Well, in that statement that you made, that there is a fixed energy and an unfixed energy. Some things are destined to be, and some things aren't. That's in regard to the blueprint that's established even before we come down here. It has nothing to do with the creativity of how one evolves.
Right. So that being said, in the normal day-to-day activities of someone's life, which involves a lot of what's discussed on the show when we have callers, you know, am I going to get this job? Am I going to have this boyfriend? A lot of that stuff is not fixed destiny.
No.
So that's what people are asking about. And so in regard to that, those questions, it's not always black and white answers because it's not fixed destiny.
No, in that respect, then we get into the evaluation. We sometimes factor in karma. When it comes down to making decisions or changes in people's lives, we sometimes factor in that process of karma, or we factor in the process of transcendence. And sometimes it's embedded in the code because the code is a forever changing code of a birth date. It's a fixed code, but it's a changing code as well. So we look at those factors in terms of analyzing the situation, and we gather from that, in terms of how this origin of astral energy and psychic energy occurs, we start to evaluate the spontaneity of energy.
Exactly.
More than the fixed.
So sometimes people will ask a question and say, well, you know, I just want to know one way or the other, what's the answer? And it's not always that simple. Like we said earlier, sometimes it is a black or white answer, but sometimes there's a line of investigation that needs to be undertaken in order to find vibrational energy in certain areas. So when there's a line of questioning, there's sometimes a testing of vibration and what the person's response is going to be. Is there a vibration in their response to a given question that helps to unearth the answers times?
Yeah, what we're getting into is it seems to be a contradiction in terms, but it's the contingency of prediction, the contingencies of prophecy. When you say prediction or prophecy, it seems to be a fixed term, but in many cases, it's contingent on a person's energy. Now, in the astral realm, between lifetimes, a soul may say, these are the things I want. These are the things I'm going to quest for on the planet. And then the abiding rulers will say, well, okay, but that will be dependent and contingent on your energy field, how you respond to things, how you treat life, how you have the attitude of faith, how well your seven chakras developed. These are the very things that can bring in the fulfillment of a prophecy, however, being contingent on certain conditions that the person is expressing. So you never really have an exact place of energy. What it amounts to is how well we are tapped into our soul. most of us are pretty much tapped into our body. We know what we want. We try to go about it. And in most cases, the best foot forward we do is through the body. We just go and try to get it done. Or we try to. Then when things don't get quite right, those that have higher consciousness will start to seek spiritual counsel, or can we pray? Can we do this?
Oh, you mean you're talking about people trying to manifest things through the will and then moving to a more spiritual place to manifest something that they desire.
Right. Yes. And so when we get into that conversation, we're not getting into our higher consciousness. We're trying to tap into the consciousness of our soul. That doesn't necessarily have to be higher consciousness. A lot of people will say, you know, well, I'm going to meditate on this and I'm going to do everything I can. And it still doesn't happen, because what they're not doing is they're not traveling into the astral realm to try to figure out exactly what the prerequisites and the requirements are to pass the grade. So you have to kind of understand the layer of the soul more or less than the layer of the body.
Well, yeah, and sometimes the contingency for success in someone's endeavor may not be there at all. You know, they may not get what they wish, unfortunately, in all cases.
They may not. They may not, and that may be a level of a
I test should
of
say
faith.
He or she may he not she. Get what they want, not they.
Yeah. That might be a
we
level
We have to of mind faith. Our grammar rules.
We have to, yeah. Sometimes it's a matter of faith and just a sheer test of faith. We have many clients who are not being fulfilled, but
well, that's why they're clients, you know.
Yeah, the restoration and the constitutional value, if you will, of their soul's maintenance on the planet is what we kind of attend to. When things are not quite going right in the physical way, it's better to lose your body than it is your soul. So you don't want to lose perspective of that. But you have to realize something. Our bodies are not what goes to the astral realm. What goes to the astral realm are our souls and our spirits. Our spirits are contained in our souls. And together the two energies go into the astral realm. And then they come back with the energy of the astral realm that the body absorbs. Now, as the body absorbs that energy on whatever level of consciousness the body has, some of her have very acute conscious levels of knowing how to talk to their soul, and some are somewhat in the darkness about it. But if your attention is acute and accurate, and you can start to feel and understand, analyze, comprehend, and follow through on what your soul is telling you after traveling into the astral realm, not just from an abundance of previous lifetimes, but even in our daily, nightly journeys, which incidentally we should do a topic on night journeys and just what exactly happens to the brain during sleep. But we're not talking about the neurological conditions of the brain, or the brain activity, but what the brain really does during sleep on an astral level, mm-hmm. which is a little bit more elevated in esoteric in context. But the attitude here is that there's got to be communication. We have a trinity within us, body, soul, and spirit. And those energies have to work together, ultimately to the point where the spirit has lost the body and the soul, and it's merely transcendent. There's no more earth. Earth energy is wiped away. You're never coming back. You're never going to have a body again, and you don't need a soul. You're a spirit. Spirits, the entities of the spiritual entity in completeness, doesn't need a body, and it doesn't need a soul. A soul is still equated to condemnation or passing, or, you know, the soul holds consequences. The soul holds results. The spirit is just it's just an isness. It's just an existence of energy, transcendent of anything that would normally be regarded as duality. So until we get there, we have to try to figure out what this journey is about on the planet, but we really can't get the full picture until we understand completely the journey of the soul through the astral realm. And I think that's what some of the origin of our conversations about.
<That's right. laughs>
But yeah, I mean, you brought up a good point. I mean, did you want to elaborate on that?
No, I think we should get to our callers.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
sure.
So we can continue this on Wednesday, perhaps.
That's fine.
Okay. 856. Hello.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
My name's Gabriella.
Gabriella. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. Is that Gabriella with one L or two L's?
With one L.
One L. That's what I wrote down. Okay. And Gabriella, what is your birth date?
April 2nd, 1998.
To 1998, I wrote down a 9, 6, 16, and 17,
33, 6.
Okay, and you are?
Me, like my heart, like my sign?
No, you're 19 years old, is that right?
Yes.
19. Okay, and what's the reason, what are you calling for? What's your question?
It can be, because, like, my life is changing very, like, rapidly, and I'm trying to, like, attract, like, companionship into my life. Because, as I said, I'm in the process of starting my own business, and I'm trying to move forward. I try to be positive, but, you know.
Okay. She's 33-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, Gabrielle, your master number is 6, and your life goes in increments of 6 from birth to death, and then 33 isn't divisible by 6. So, from the age of 33 onward, there are cycles of 6 as well. So, you've got this mid-range, but you haven't even met that age. You're 19 years old. So, last year, there was a change at the age of 18, is there anything that you can relay that went on at that time?
My parents put me out and I was like homeless and like life got crazy, but I'm happy it happened.
Wait. It's hard to hear you. So could you just talk a little bit slower and then repeat that?
I was saying that like last year I had a surgery and then I became homeless briefly.
Oh, so I became homeless. So that would be it. Okay, so homeless last year, and you're saying that you're going through a lot of changes. And what? Can you repeat your question once again?
Yeah, I'm going through a lot of changes because I'm trying to open my own business, like a restaurant, and I'm trying to attract, like, I guess, companionship in my life to because it's going to be very overwhelming. So, and I'm doing the personal work.
Right. You know, what's interesting too, is her master number is broken up by a 4 and 2. So that's a heart relationship and balance. So that's going to be a challenge because her, because that's the master number.
Right. Well, Gabriella, is that it?
Gabriella.
Yes.
Gabriella, who in the family had a, and I don't mean to probe into your personal privacy, you know, things. But who in the family had a weight problem, a problem with eating or weight?
My mom kind of did. Like, she's not really that heavy, but she eats a lot.
I'm going to ask you another question. Have you ever had any interest, desire concerning Italy?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go, but I have a Jamaican passport, and it's very difficult.
Uh-huh.
You have a, what did she say, Jamaican passport?
Yeah, yeah, I have a Jamaican passport.
Oh, so that's where you're from?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Okay, so here's the situation. I asked those questions are poised to you, and Kristen's sitting here looking at your numbers too and getting some energy from them as well. But the attitude of you manifesting a relationship and a business at this early stage in the game, and good for you that you're getting a head start here, is actually a position that can be accomplished due to the fact that, you see, what we did with your birth date was we figured out and quickly calculated you're a master number 6 in life. It's made up of a 33. That means that until the age of 33, you're basically going through karma. Now, not to despair, you don't have to wait that long because your first two numbers are 4 and 2, which add up to 6. So actually, your master number 6 is embedded in the first two numbers of your birth date, which involves the heart, balance, and sexuality, relationship. Together, it becomes a 6, which involves the fulfillment of vision. So you possibly could, starting at the age of 18, between 18 and 24.
Right, and she's 19, so she's already in that window.
She's in that window. Establish the restaurant and the relationship. And you could even be married by then.
Oh, wow.
So essentially we have about a 5-year window left for that first set of circumstances. You've got to remember, though, that in your master number is 6. It's derived by 33, and that is not divisible. Had you been a 24 equals 6, of course, 24 is divisible by 6. 33 isn't. So that means that there is approximately three numbers away from multiples of 6, 30 and 36. Your karma is at 33. So that means there's a division in your balance system. You're not completely balanced. So you had to have this surgery and go through this thing. You're homeless for a while. And that's because of karma and the attitude that you brought into this planet, a series of circumstances that involve such a premise. The other thing is that who in the family has a back problem, curvature of the spine, anything like that?
I mean, like, I have like mild scoliosis. I'm not sure about any other family member.
Well, that's all I need. That's all I need.
That would be it. That would be it.
That's what we are figuring out here as to how the energy of your life is in tune with the balance of your desires. So what you're going to be having is what I'm seeing here is that there's going to be another person involved in this restaurant. So we don't know if it gets into a legal situation, but there's another person involved in this restaurant. And then from there seems to be, from the growth of the restaurant comes an energy of a relationship. So the two energies are combined together. They're working kind of simultaneously. And so, is your plan to have this restaurant by the time you're 21?
I'm trying to do this by like either the fall or the spring of next year.
Fall or spring, so she would be 20.
So by 21, you'd have it. So that's probably going to happen.
What type of restaurant are you planning on opening?
Vegan.
Really?
Vegan, like fast casual, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Like raw food or just... cooked
some
and
raw food, but it's mainly like wholesome organic meals. No tofu, no like preservatives or like artificial, because I don't eat that way. I don't feel comfortable serving that to people.
Yeah.
She thinks tofu is bad.
Well, okay.
just saying.
Tofu.
We're vegetarians too, essentially. I eat fish once in a while, but yeah, sometimes we probably eat more soy products than we should, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what you're going to need, Gabriella, is a twist on the vegan aspect of your restaurant that makes it somewhat unique. So there's got to be a twist to the attitude of it, maybe a twist in the name, but it's got to stand out above and beyond the influx of current vegan interests in restaurants cropping up here and there. It's not going to be a big space at the beginning. We're not looking at a big restaurant or anything.
No, like probably like 1,000 square feet.
Like, it's very hard to hear. What?
So probably like 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Like a little cafe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got to put it near or around a university or school.
Okay.
Ideally. Are you near any university or school as we speak?
I'm by University of Pennsylvania, but I was trying to open it like where like a lot of offices are. So like Rittenhouse, if you guys know Philadelphia, like one of the busiest strips in the city.
Okay,
so, any locations
so karma
available.
Would be your karma. What you're describing to me is the karma of business, not university and education. So that might that will probably still work, but you have to keep in alignment with the idea that the relationship's going to flow along with it. There's going to be the two of them are going to happen.
How far is the school from the business area you were thinking of opening the restaurant?
I mean, they have like locations all around. Like it's like a lot of the students, they like work in hospitals and stuff. So it's like mainly the medical people, medical students.
Oh, okay. So there's students in the area that you were planning on opening the restaurant.
Yes.
So maybe that's what you were picking up on. Okay. So sounds good. Sounds like it's positive forecast here for the restaurant.
Amazing. It's nice to know my my life path number.
When did you move to the States, out of curiosity?
Almost 6 years ago.
How many?
Almost 6 years ago.
6 years. Isn't that funny? That's
mm-hmm. you. So you've already completed one cycle of your master number
right.
here. So, you know, pretty much plan on that. Try to look very uniquely at the name. Customers are attracted to names. They, you need the name, the catchy name. And you need a logo, a symbol, so that because we're geared on a tribal level to associate with names and symbols, because your place will become a tribal setting. It's really a setting, and it should be a place that where people feel very comfortable and their well-being is established. So you got to keep those things in mind.
Okay. I definitely you guys gave me a lot to think about.
Okay. Well, keep in touch with us.
I will. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the show. And she can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And she can also call 562-596-7818 after the show if she'd like to discuss more in detail her restaurant plans. Okay. 407 is our next caller. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Neil and Kristen. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? 101774. Go ahead. She's a 30 equals 30.
I wanted to ask a different question today, and before I ask it, I'll just tell you that I'm open to any answer, any response. Okay.
Okay.
But I'd like to know if I can get any kind of message from my father today.
Okay. Message from father.
a message from your father. Well, first of all, he's centering, if I'm getting this right, and it could be symbolic, but he's centering his energy around a boat. Now, first of all, I want to just ask you a few just curious questions. Was he buried or was he cremated? And where were his ashes?
I have them.
Okay, so the idea of the boat... When he said to me boat,
scattering.
When he said to me boat, he was suggesting a cremation to me. Just trust me. The boat, as you said, he was buried. I would have maybe reexamined the boat issue. The boat is just a label for cremation to me that he's expressing to me. So what his ashes. You have his ashes, but it seems to me that his spirit, his soul. Is lingering in the area of where those ashes are, meaning that there's something, he's currently around you. Now,
this morning I took a walk on a bridge right by boats and I was looking at them.
Oh, then that's his.
Lots of boats.
Oh, then that's his way of conveying to me that he was there with you on your walk.
Thanks.
He was with you on your walk. So he's currently around you. You have to kind of figure it's kind of like his soul is around you. His soul slash spirit is around you. And he's very aware of your movements and he's right there. He's also discussing a clock. And when he shows me the clock, he wants to make it look like 1:30. I don't know what that means yet. It could be January 3rd. It could be I'm not sure yet. Is there anything in, well, it could even be in regard to your birth date, but is there any January necessarily speaking in terms of importance, anything in January that rings a bell to you?
My mother's birthday was in January, but not the 30th.
Oh, what was her birthday?
17, like mine.
Oh, January 17th?
Yeah. So, see, what's happening, and your mother is deceased?
Yes.
Yes.
So you have both parents deceased.
When did your parents die, Michelle? Just real quick, mom and the dates, mom and father.
My mom was March. My father was May.
March and May, but how many years ago?
In 2010.
Seven for each of them, did you say?
Yeah, they both passed away in 2010. One in March, one in May.
Wow. That's interesting. They both died in the same year. That's rough. 2010, it's been 7 years.
What? So your father is around you presently, and it may be that he's trying to bring in the soul spirit of your mother. There seems to be some attitude of confusion on the earth level between the two. I don't know if they were at odds or they were fighting. It could be
my mother and I, we didn't really have a good relationship.
You didn't have a good relationship, or they didn't have a good relationship?
With my mother, I didn't.
You didn't have a good relationship with your mother? Were they together when they, like, married when they died or not?
Yeah, no, they were together. Married. I just didn't have a good relationship with my mother.
Yeah. Was one of the, at least one death due to cancer?
No.
The reason I'm saying cancer is because I'm feeling a very, I'm feeling a problem in the throat area, and it just did not feel to me like something was right. Did any of them smoke?
Both of them did.
Yeah.
Okay. So what it means is that even though it wasn't death by cancer, their smoking, the cigarettes or whatever, brought on other complications that ultimately resulted in their death. So one thing triggered another, even though it may not be totally traceable to the naked eye, that's where it's coming from. Who is the person who does some painting or drawing or doodling?
That's me.
Okay, so your father is stating, well, first of all, he embraces and loves you. It's an embrace that's very incredible, because he wants to emphasize that the manner of and the pressure of the embrace is the result of his love for you. So there's a deep, deep, deep connection there, and a sense he says you're devoted. So your devotion in terms of your attitude towards him has given him a kind of spiritual boost insofar that he's still somewhat connected to the earth. He's also stating that he wants to be around you. So for some obvious reason, maybe, he's being given the right to stay around you on the earth level. So he's here. He also has a pair of eyeglasses. Who wore eyeglasses?
He did.
Yeah. So did you keep those eyeglasses? Okay, but he wore them.
Yeah, he used to lose them a lot, though.
Okay, that's okay. And are his ashes anywhere near a time clock, a timepiece?
Yeah, actually.
That's why you said clock at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, your message, you know, the message for the sake of a 5-minute reading on the radio, the message is your father's here. He loves you. He's around you, presently around you. And, you know, people will say, oh, your father's around you. Your mother's around you. That's not always necessarily true. They may be way far off in the astral realm and visiting temporarily. Your father is literally around you. And he was on the walk with you. He says that there's going to be some kind of, you're going to acquire a pet, an animal, a dog or a cat. I don't know if you have any preconceived ideas about that at the moment.
I have a dog already.
Oh, then forgive me, he's connecting to the dog.
Okay.
And there's something about the dog's energy. He also said there's something about your, it seems trivial, but there's something about your bed that needs changing. Is there anything wrong with your bed?
My bed is not really traditional right now. I think he would want a traditional bed for me.
Okay. So there seems to be a little, it's chit-chat. He's chit-chatting, but he's giving you this idea of communicating. Now, since you draw a doodle, he's going to actually appear in one of your doodles, in one of your drawings. If you draw and there's any portion of abstract energy in your drawing, you're going to suddenly see his face in the drawing.
Wow.
So you got to start to think about that in terms of an astral way of drawing, meaning you're drawing through the channel of your third eye, because he's going to communicate with that a little bit. I wish we could go on. We really don't have time because he's asking.
I just have one thing. The other day I thought that I did automatic writing, and I think I'm right. And I didn't connect that till just now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
probably
what he's doing. Your hand on the paper, he'll be there. So if you were thinking about that yesterday, it's true. He's around you, Michelle. Active. He's an active spirit around you. It's not, he's not just sending messages. He's actively around you.
And just real quick, Michelle, for our notes before we move on, what was the reason for your parents' death? The mother and father first, mother first, father next.
My mom had diabetes and she was in a coma and she had heart problems, and my dad mostly had heart problems.
Heart problems. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that helped you today, Michelle.
It really did. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. 812 is our next caller. Thanks for being patient. Hi, who's this?
My name's Nicole.
I'm sorry?
My name is Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana. Mm-hmm. And is this your first time calling the show?
No, I called before.
You've called before? Okay, what's your birth date, please?
July 23rd, 1984.
1984. Okay. 11, 12. And what's going on today? 22.
I was just wondering, what do you see for relationships for me? I was just wondering, I haven't spoken to somebody in a while. I was wondering if I'm going to be able to have in contact with that person again.
Okay. So it's a past person. Do you have their birth date?
Yes, I do. It's 10/22/81.
10/22/81. Wait a second. I'm maybe remembering who you are, but I might be wrong. Is this person like moved somewhere else?
Yes.
The one, is he like in rehab or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now I remember you. I'm sorry I didn't originally. So, so he's still in the rehabilitation situation?
Yes.
And I don't know, should she bring us up to date, or do you want to just...
Well,
15.
Let me ask you something. Forget about him for a minute. Who I don't care from significant to insignificant. Maybe you'll say, I don't know anybody, but what does the name Alan mean to you throughout your whole life? Anyone?
I have a friend that's her boyfriend, but we don't talk. We had a falling out.
Okay, so your female friend's boyfriend is named Alan, and you don't speak to her anymore, but that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
So what that suggests, Nicole, is that there's a little bit of trouble with your connection to this interest of yours, and that's due to... It isn't troubled to the point of it not being repairable, but it's troubled to the point that this person's psyche is very troubled and dark, and he's going through a lot of issues, which because of that, it's disturbing his connection to be in love. I like to say that, you know, people can have healthy appetites and they can love to eat, but if they're feeling nauseous and they're sick and they're throwing up, they can't think of eating. It doesn't mean they don't love it and they don't want it. They're physically not able to do it. This person is physically not able at the moment to be in the kind of relationship you're looking for, but down deep inside there's a connection. You have to kind of gauge this, Nicole, in two ways. One being, how much do I want to sacrifice my time and energy into this without any ample guarantee? Or if I do put in some energy towards this, at what point do I bail out? There's going to be ultimately a connection forthcoming. That's not our problem. Our problem is the maintenance of that connection, because you're going to find that he's a slippery fish. You want to be consistent. You want a consistency in the relationship.
They're married too, I think. Right? You're married?
Yes. Yes, we're married.
And how? When were you married again? I don't remember.
We got married July 23rd, 2014.
2014, so 3 years ago.
Has the idea of losing him, is there some sort of questionable stance in the relationship where it could break up?
Yeah, it has.
Well, you're a little bit reluctant, you know, be more specific.
Like, I have gotten a letter from him saying that we should go our separate ways and file for divorce or whatever. And then I told him how I felt and everything. I felt like I'm being, like, feeling like I'm being abandoned or whatever. So, like, and I do, and I haven't heard from him since I expressed my feelings towards
that. The other thing is she's 33. Are going to be 33 in July. She's a year away from her karmic turnover. So, I mean, she's going to be going through a big change in a year. And this may be part of it, getting rid of the old. I mean, this is like, you know, she met him in karma.
You know, Kristen's memory is so much better than mine. And I didn't know you guys were married when I was giving this information. But that's a good thing, because not knowing that and saying that it may be something you have to give up, and your just recent comment saying that he said maybe we should file for divorce is supports my premise, aside from the fact that Kristen knew, you know, retained the memory that you guys were married and that he was in rehab. I didn't, you know, I wasn't connecting to that at the moment, but I was connecting to this idea of divorce, and that's something he brought up. I'm all for, you know, therapy and trying to work things out and keeping things as
together
long as I can. We're advocates of that, you know. But the reality issue here is that you may not be able to fulfill that position with him. He's very troubled. He needs help. He needs a kind of therapy that he hasn't experienced yet. I think inside he loves you, but I don't think he's ready to act on that.
Well, where he's at, they have like inpatient therapy and like group therapy and stuff like that, so that he is getting like the therapy that he needs.
Well, if you love this man and you really feel like it's worth it, bear with him a little bit longer, but you've got to understand that there may come a point where you really have to make a hard decision. That may not be inevitable, but it's still something you need to consider.
Right.
Okay, well, hopefully, Nicole, that helps. And, you know, keep in touch with us. Let us know how things progress. But it sounds like, I mean, you know, it might be healthier to let it go. And, you know, she'll have other relationships in her life. I mean, people go through divorces and, you know, fall in love again, that's for sure. So
thank you, guys.
Yeah, take care.
All right, thank you. All right,
bye. You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Area code 401. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Fernanda.
Hi, Fernanda.
Hi.
I don't remember your name. I think I would remember you. So you're a first time caller, right?
Yes, I believe that, yeah.
Okay.
My question is, actually it's more for my current estranged husband than for myself. Me and
okay.
my husband are currently separated. We were together 16 years. He's currently in another relationship with another woman, but a toxic relationship. And he actually had a heart attack last week. So my question is, do you see him getting out of this relationship and getting help for himself?
Getting out of the relationship with this other woman? He had a heart.
Yes.
Okay, Fernanda, a couple things. Your birth date and his birth date would be great, first of all.
Okay, mine is 7/25/67. His is 6/22/74.
7/25/67. And he's 6/27/74. So are you...
No, 6/22. His is
6/22/74. Sorry. Hard to hear, and there's a little bit of background noise.
7/25/67. Yes, she's... My break, and I work at a school, and so the kids.
Okay. Yeah, it's like recess time, huh?
Yeah.
24 and 37. She's a 37/10/1, and he is, gosh, and you know, it's just interesting because he's got a 4 at the end of his year in the broken 4, and he just had a heart attack. So 22, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 4 is, you know, representative of the 4th chakra, which is the heart chakra, actually. And
mm-hmm.
just mentioning that he has that broken energy in the day, which is not good because he's, yeah, I know. 76, so 10, 20, I'm still trying to, oh, he's a 31/4. Yeah, so it's not surprising.
74.
Right, but his karmic number is 31 and his master number is 4. So, you know, he's having heart problems and he's got a lot of broken 4s in his energy. You two together are a 5, which is your fire number, and the years are aligned. So your 7 to his 4 becomes his year 1974. Your 6 to his 7 becomes your year 67, and the days are also aligned and interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
So your 2 to his 5, his 2 to your 2 becomes the other's day. And when you cross them, the same thing happens. Your months become his master, his karmic number 31/4. So there's a lot of connection. Are you wanting to reconnect with this person? I mean, he's with another person.
I would love to. But,
okay.
Reconnect. But like I said, he is in this relationship right now, and she has such control over him. And it's a very toxic relationship to the fact, like I said, not just the heart attack, you know, a lot of things that is going on with him right now. And mostly I want him just to get help, to get out of that relationship, to get help.
So he needs help, is he like an alcoholic or a drug user or anything like that?
He's become an alcoholic. He's gotten himself into a really financial mess.
Oh, boy. And so that's probably related to whatever happened to his heart.
And then the heart attack. Attack was just this last week, yeah.
Right, but I mean, he's an alcoholic, so that didn't help the heart situation.
Right. He left. We've been separated for the past 7 months, and he was never like that.
Huh.
Just let me go.
Yeah, you see, Fernanda, you've been married 16 years, and his master number
mm-hmm.
is 4. And he's gone through 4 cycles of his master number within the marriage. And he is in bad shape right now. He's not
mm-hmm.
anywhere near coming to you. So if you're expecting that, that's not in the near future. What
mm-hmm.
what this man's journey is about is that in so far that he's with this other person, it's going to get
mm-hmm.
more toxic. It's going to get more toxic, and there's a chance that after 3 years he may not even be on the planet. Now,
oh boy.
Now, having said that, I said likely, there's a likelihood. Now, mm-hmm. having said that, what his journey is about, and this is important, is the attitude of spirituality. You have it in your seven of your month and the seven of your year, and he has it in his year seven next to his master number, which happens to be 4, 74. He needs to get in alignment with his higher spirit energy. That means if he does, he's going to see clearly and he'll come back to you. There's nothing written in the stars that he will or won't. What's written in the stars is that this man has to use his willpower to get to that place. And right now he's being controlled by a toxic woman, and he's allowing himself to be controlled, and she's ultimately taking over his heart. So there's a dilemma you have. I mean, you can fight for this man. You know, you said 7 months that you've been separated, which is, again, that magic seven. So you're at a pertinent place. So what you need is the assistance of spiritual guidance and prayer and meditation and that kind of energy, and then dialogue. You're going to have a problem with the dialogue with him, because on an earthly level, she's going to block it, and he's not in any position to converse with you.
She actually had him block my phone number and everything. We were talking just 2 weeks ago. We met for coffee, and all of a sudden, my number has been blocked because she's controlling.
That's what I'm saying. On a psychic level, he blocked it, but it was her encouragement that did it.
Right.
So he's under her energy, and you know, you're fighting a witch. You're fighting an evil witch. You're fighting a woman that's a witch. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
You know what? It's funny you say that, because actually things were left outside my house before my husband left the house. Powders, eggs, and all these things.
Oh, like spell things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's her. Yeah. She's a witch.
Yep.
And
like one time was a white powder, another time was a yellow powder, the other time was a cracked egg on our doorstep.
Oh boy.
Well, you see, I don't know you, and I don't know you.
Who knows? First time.
So we're here with kind of divine connection, confirming this energy, and our spirit guides are saying she's a witch. You got to be careful. You know,
that's something you want to really be careful with.
You've got to be careful.
Someone's messing, you know, involved in working with.
I don't even know how to remove what she did. I don't know how to remove any of that. I have no idea.
Well, you got to remove it. Maybe get Arnold Schwarzenegger to go over and rescue him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he needs a rescue team, because you can't sacrifice your soul for the sake that you're battling a witch and witchcraft and all this voodoo nonsense. We call it nonsense, but we still take it seriously, because this woman knows what she's doing. She's a dark person. And I don't know if you want to, you know, if your mission is to save your husband, you got a long journey ahead of you and a difficult one.
That is my mission. I really want to save him.
Well, if you want to save him, then you're going to need help. You're going to need help, and there's no guarantee, but you're going to need help, and you're going to need to know how to go to that help. You need good spiritual counseling. You need people who know what they're doing to fight this stuff, because it's going to be a battle. But if you're willing to engage in it, you know, give us a call or find somebody that you know is legitimate, fair, ethical, and talented.
Your contact information is on the page, right? So that I can then reach out to you, out of the air.
It is on the page.
Because I need help to figure out how to remove what was done.
You should definitely call. I can give you the number too, Fernanda, if you have a pen.
Hold on.
You got to remember.
I've tried. I'm at my wit's end, you know.
You got to remember, Fernanda, that, you know, in seeking spiritual help, you make your choices that you feel you're comfortable with. This isn't, we're not trying
that's
in any way, shape, or form.
We
provide a service. But you know, we're ethical, and we know what we're doing. But this isn't a pressure. I don't, you know, we're not doing this show to pressure people to do readings.
Oh, I know. I understand. My, do you mind giving me the number?
No, no, yeah, of course not. 562-596-7818 is the phone number.
Of course, the pen that I just grabbed that I had in my bag. It's not writing. Let me try this other one.
Wait, can't,
five,
it's hard
six,
to hear
two?
You. 562-596-7818.
7818. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I will
Fernanda,
definitely
reach out.
You know,
yes.
I mean, you know, it's a work in progress, the situation,
yeah,
for
I
sure.
Mean,
I mean, you know, there's no clear cut answer.
No, it's going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you know, you have passion and an endeavor, and that might be what's necessary.
And, you know, the thing about psychic energy is that if it's utilized properly, it can be used to shift circumstances, you know, in certain ways. I mean, it's not a guarantee. Psychic energy is never guaranteed to get someone the results that they want, but it can, you know, it can be used to get people results that they want, and it can also be used to help them move forward. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to approach a situation like this.
All right. I will definitely give you a call.
Okay, great, Fernanda. Looking forward
Thank
to hearing
you.
From you.
Thank
okay,
you
take
so
care.
Much.
And Fernanda
okay,
can follow
bye
us on Facebook. That link is also on our Blog Talk Radio page. What was I going to say? Oh, Neil and Kristen Baker on Facebook, and Neil Baker Psychic is a separate page. So we invite our listeners and our callers to like that page, follow us, et cetera. We are out of time. So again, 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show. And we are going to be back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we thank all our participants in today's show. Bye.